This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style Show.
No, I love you, babe. To get back home to you. I ain't that loving you, baby. I ain't that loving you, babe. I ain't that loving you, babe. But you don't even know my name. Let me tell you, baby, don't sound like it's true. They could drop me in the ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl home to you.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No, no. No.
Hey, Donna! Have you tried to call me yet?
Yeah, that's right, everybody out there in Internet Radio Land. Thank you very much for listening to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. But before we can get to any of this nonsense and tomfoolery, a little band from a country about the size of Montana. You guessed it! Rammstein! I want them to do a version with unenthusiastic screams of death. Oh, but that's right. It's all fair and good, and everything is well on the DJ New Style Show. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine. That's right. The Germfic. Germfic, how are you tonight?
Good evening, New Style. Good evening, people.
Hello. Hello, world. It's very good to have you here. Last week, pre-taped show, you know, we're trying to be a little bit better for you. Better than a replay, better than nothing.
I hear that 1940s bit went over real well.
I think you should take that up with Raph, because okay. I think he will kick your fucking ass. You start talking shit about that.
I apologize.
Raph will actually fist your terrible asshole. Actually, we don't even know anything. I mean, there's a few things that we need updates on. Just before the show, our buddy Ed McGrath has requested a Germ Freak's anus update. I don't know why. Don't know exactly what he attempts to learn from all this, but that's what he wants to know. He wants a Germ Freak anus update. How's your asshole hanging in there,
well,
Frank?
Well, the bloodiness has subsided. However, it's a sharp, piercing pain every time I move my bowels to the point where I don't even want to go to the bathroom anymore. So sometimes I've been taking a lot of things. I guess they have the things to prevent you from going having. You know, when you have diarrhea, you take stuff to prevent yourself from going to the bathroom. Well, I'm taking that stuff even though I don't have diarrhea, so I don't have to go to the bathroom.
So, like what? Like Imodium AD, stuff like that?
Yeah,
any diarrhea?
Imodium AD.
Have you just considered like a stool softener, something that'll just let it sluice on by?
No. No.
Of course
but then
not.
What happens is, you know, it's almost. I think the pain is so excruciating that I just I do not look forward to going to the bathroom as I once did.
Barb is saying that the Germ Freak anus update is very much like a Jaser update, except this is really gay. So the Jaser update only fake gay.
What I do is I have to when I sit on the throne, I have to like spread my ass cheeks open in order for it to be less painful.
You have to stretch open? Like you have to seriously stretch it open like the porn chicks do before they're about to accept something that they're not quite used to yet?
Well, I don't know if it's so much that, but I have to pull it open.
So you physically bend over and you spread cheek.
I have to spread them real wide in order for me to for it to be less painful.
Isn't that like when you take a balloon that's inflated with air and you stretch the opening and as the air comes out it kind of whistles? Does your asshole whistle and create really really thin skinny shits? Like aren't you creating more of a problem for yourself?
Pardon me?
Aren't you creating more of a problem for yourself doing that?
I don't know what I'm creating, but right now I'm averaging maybe going to the bathroom, you know, maybe three times a week now, and it's working out good. It saves me time in the morning.
So you've cut down the number of times that you go to the bathroom for like in a week?
Yeah.
To three?
I've been going three times a week, and it's great because it saves time in the morning. I don't have to worry about going to the bathroom.
Yeah, but when you do go to the bathroom, it's obviously a huge task now.
Yes, it's very painful.
You've turned it into a big process.
It's a very big process. And the it's just if somebody was to take a needle or a little pocket knife and just put it up your anus hole and then pour some like alcohol in there, that's what it feels like.
So either a Cub Scout or a doctor on a plane with no tools has been tinkering with your asshole with the pocket knife or pen that they might have given him, and that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, you've never had any anus problems?
No, I honestly have never had any anus problems. I mean, occasionally I will wipe and see a little bit of blood or whatever, but like not anything crazy, and I just know I overdid it, and I stop. Whereas you need to see that the toilet paper is now a wet clump of crimson.
It's a blood clot. I wipe away blood clots from my ass.
Scabs, basically.
Yeah. Well, I do. I, as you know, and I've talked about this to some of you people, I have a scab on my ass as well. Just FYI.
Well, just keep that in your info banks, everybody, as you listen to this, the show where we find out what's going on with Frank's asshole. It's really nice. Just all of you out there who care about him, who keep him in your prayers and in your hearts, you now know that he is just going to get worse and worse with his asshole, to the point where you're going to have to wear diapers because you can't hold anything in. Like, you ever have that shirt where the cuff on the sleeve is elastic? And from putting it on too many times, the elastic wears out, and now it's just really loose, and it's just not even doesn't even serve the purpose. And like when you go outside and shovel, snow goes up there. Well, your asshole is now like that very stretched out and useless sleeve, just letting anything in and out. So you're gonna be at the point where you have to either plug it up or cover it up just to catch the mess and
keep
your floor
clean. Well, I am thinking
about
plugging it up. I'm thinking about sewing my anus up.
You're gonna sew it up.
I was thinking about it.
Why don't you get somebody to do it for you? Don't sew it up yourself.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do counted cross stitch like my grandmother does? Just to make a nice picture out of little X's of thread. I mean,
right,
that'll serve two purposes. It gives your asshole some artwork, and it'll allow you to take a shit like a human and not like a like a psychotic raving lunatic.
And I think a girl is correct. It is most likely, it is probably another anal fissure. But the last thing I want to do is go to a proctologist. Last time I had to go, it was the most humiliating experience. You know, I had to go in there. And not only is there a guy doctor, but a woman nurse in there. I had to pull my pants down. I got to get on the table and lay down on my side and then bring my knees up to my fucking chest and have my ass stick out. It's embarrassing.
Did they put you in the gynecologist's fucking stirrups?
No, because they want my
this
ass
This is
going to
feel cold for a few seconds, Frank.
Yeah. You cannot. My ass has to be in the air. It cannot be underneath, like for women does when they have their vaginal crevices examined.
Is it worse for you when the female nurse or doctor is doing this instead of just the male doctor?
Well, I mean, I don't know why they had to have a woman in there too, but it's just awful. It's a humiliating experience
for her. Absolutely, they put her in there because she's decided that she never wants to have sex again. She wants to be convinced that lesbianism is the best move, so they put her in there to stitch up your disgusting ass.
Right.
Have you had to do this in front of the nurse, in front of the female
doctor?
What
happened is you go in there and they give you this little apron of some sort, and so you take your pants down, but you're covering your penis area. You're able to cover that, but you just have your ass sticking out. So it's like wearing a skirt. But just like half of the skirt in the back is taken away, is away.
You're wearing a skirt with the short portion of it removed. Oh, we have a caller here, 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a very torn open germ freak. Who's this?
This is Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross, how are you? You know, it's funny that you called in. I know you did a number on the American flag. Can you help us?
I want to sew Germ Freak's asshole back together again.
Well, I would love if you did that. How many stars would go on his ass, though?
Are there enough?
Thank you very much, Betsy Ross.
Asshole update. Asshole update. Asshole update.
We need to get your asshole to record, and I'm Frank's asshole, and I approve this message. We'll do that. Again, it's 316-768-4472 if you want to call the show. I don't know, Frank. It's not looking too good for you and your ability to remove waste. I mean, you haven't messed around with the peen, have you? I mean, like, you haven't fucked with the pee hole, have you?
No. I never. I don't. Mm-mm.
You've never put anything in it? You've never tried to stretch it out or gauge it?
Of course not. That's just...
You never put like two pins in it, two knitting needles, and just pull to each side just to make it really wide?
No.
Okay. But you've done that to your asshole. It's fine to do it where you shit, but your dick has to remain pristine and unused. I don't understand, Frank. I mean, hey, Ed McGrath asked for it. And
this is because of you, Ed.
It's all because of you. But I did mention that there were a couple things that we needed updates on. Episode 179... Last week, the pre-recorded one, you can get it at djnewstyleshow.com or go to hearustalk.com. Subscribe, be merry, eat and drink, and all that nonsense. We talked about you being just completely out of sorts because you now had an office job. Now, would you tell us this? Your office job, how long were you scheduled?
Well, let me give you a little bit of a back draw here. I work for the last 15 years. I've worked out of my house, and I've never really had a boss before. And I'm not saying that, you know, because it's a big deal. I just never had a boss before. So I've taken up a job, because the economic crisis has hit the germ freak pretty bad. So I have taken a job, and for the first time in my life, I had to work in an office environment, and it was depressing to say the least. And
depressing, you were miserable.
I was miserable.
So you now have a boss. You had to go to you had to commute now, and it's just complete hell for you.
Almost two hours one way.
God,
I had to commute from my home in Middlesex County. to a town in Westchester called Elmsford, New York. I had to go on the Tappan Zee Bridge every goddamn day, and it was just an awful, awful experience. Awful.
Uh-oh, look at this.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a broken-hearted and bloody-assed germ freak. Who's this?
It's the Big Crazed.
Crazed, how are you? What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to share a story. When you were talking about the cock and the thing with the sticking things in the pee hole, there was this creepy doctor, man, and he, like, once tried to stick a hook, metal hook, in my pee hole, and, like, it was just nasty, man.
Was it
freaked me out. He actually did it.
Was it a doctor or a guy who makes fishing lures? Like, I don't understand. Why would he put a hook in your penis?
I don't know. He was trying to, like, actually... I don't know. He was trying to actually see if it was infected or something. I don't know.
By the way...
The doctor was fucking weird, and his, like, office looked like a fucking spaceship.
Maybe you were abducted. Crazed. By the way, we're getting a lot of positive feedback for you from a girl. I'm sure you're familiar with her. It's our friend, Barbara.
I do see what she's saying.
Yeah, she's saying that you did really well at the Heroes Talk Barbecue. A lot of good guitar songs, and she loved your sunglasses. Very, very nice. Crazed, thank you for calling the show.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, yep. I'm sorry. Did you want to talk to him, Frank? He hung up.
Not anymore.
Oh, well. What were you going to tell him? He can hear.
No. I just... Whatever, it's not important. But getting back to it.
You are now depressed that you have to go into this place. You have a 2-hour commute.
It was a 2-hour commute one way, and it was just a 5-day. I had to go there for 5 days.
Yeah. So
training.
Keep this in mind. You have a slightly above average length commute. Okay, there are obviously people with a worse commute than you that have to do this from 8 a.m. until 5. You went 8 a.m. to 3, and it's only for 5 days. Excuse me?
No.
Right?
I had to be there at 8.
So 8 a.m. until when?
8 to 5, not 8 to 3.
Oh, excuse me. And you did this for what, 25 years, or how many days?
I had to do this... Well, it started out that I had to do it for 5 days, but I only lasted 3.5 because it was just too much pressure. So I went into the office. I went into the first time in my life I had to sit at a goddamn cubicle. I never sat at a cubicle before. It was a very weird experience, especially having walls that you could like put thumbtacks in.
Yeah.
So I found it very interesting. But the problem is, I found myself very depressed. And there were times I was on the verge of tears as I was sitting at my cubicle because I was depressed because I missed my basement.
You told me that, like, you used to talk to me and complain about how you can't do this. I can't do this much longer. I can't. And you had 1 week. You said that you almost broke down and cried to the point where it was getting that you would have to get out of the office, call home.
Well,
my kids' voices. Like you were in a fucking prison camp.
On the second day... around 11 o'clock, I had to leave go into the parking lot and call my kids and family because I missed them terribly and I was very depressed and I had to hear their voices because I couldn't continue without that.
People that are on airplanes that are destined to crash do that. People that are stranded in some kind of a hostage situation, they do that. Not somebody who is going to drive home at 7. Nobody does that when they know they're going to be home that evening.
Well,
I just had to hear my kid's voice.
I mean, you don't realize how comfortable my basement is.
I've been there. It's not that comfortable.
Excuse me?
It's small.
Well, that's because I gave you the folding chair. I sit on the good chair.
Okay, well, you think it's the best place to be on Earth. You want to only be there. And for some reason, you couldn't handle 5 days. You cut out. You said you were going to take off the last day.
But I ended up taking off.
You took off the last, your last real day, the fourth day. You cut out early anyway.
I cut out early anyway. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I was having trouble breathing.
So you scammed your way out of that last day and a half. Yes. How did you do this? How did you scam your way out?
I didn't scam my way out.
You scammed your way out.
I think, you know what, I said to him, I think I got the hang of this. I think I'd be more productive if I go home and work on this work. And he agreed, and I left because I couldn't breathe over there. And you have to realize that going on this trip, this trek, all these days, I had to hold my bladder for 14 hours because I had to leave the house at around 6 or so. And, you know, I get up around – I have to urinate at 5:30 in the morning and then leave at 6. And then I don't get home until around 7:30. So I had to hold my bladder for 13 to 14 hours each day.
So that is that your record? I think you said that on yesterday's –
My record – yes.
On Sunday's Best in Show, that was your record.
Yes.
14 hours straight.
14 hours is my record of holding my bladder.
Do you have a scroll or some kind of tome of all these records that you keep? Because you've brought up – this isn't the first record you brought up. You have a record that you keep of the number of hours that you've stayed up in a row, the number of hours you've driven in a row. You have certain milestones that you keep track of for some completely unknown reason. Why is this?
I just remember these things. Like I remember the longest I've ever stayed up was 52 hours, straight, you know, longest straight I've ever stayed up. I don't know. I just remember these things. What can I say?
What was the most number of times in a day that you've washed your hands?
Oh,
3,072.
No, it never topped maybe like 50 or 100 or so.
So you scam your way out of the last day and a half. You tell your boss this. Does he say that you need something so that you know you can get this work done? I mean, do you have everything at home? All the
you
equipment.
Know what? I had to I've always utilized a black and white laser printer, but I had to buy a colored printer.
Excuse me?
Pardon?
What did you have to buy?
A colored printer.
You're going to buy a colored printer? We can't call them that anymore.
Ridiculous.
I know. Mike Nice, calm down, please. You had to
buy
a printer that is capable of generating sheets of color.
Yes.
That's how we say it.
Okay. I went to Office Depot. I had to get one that scans legal size documents. I had to get an all-in-one. It's called an all-in-one machine, and it does scans, fax, copies, prints.
So it does all those things for you. You had to get that because it needed to create sheets of color.
So the first printer I got, the guy told me it would scan legal size documents. I get back to my house. I put it all together, and you realize I'm not very technically savvy.
So you did it all yourself. You hooked it all up yourself.
I hooked it all myself, okay?
You know how I know that you hooked it up yourself? Because you spent about 2 hours after you did it telling everybody that entered the Pal Talk room, hey, that all-in-one printer? Hooked it up myself.
Yeah. And then I was kind of
disappointed. Are you impressed by this?
Yeah, I was
Are you impressed by this?
Ken, because I asked you if you were impressed, and you said, not really, no. You fucking plugged it in, you said. That's all you said I did.
What did you do then? What was so impressive?
Well, you know, I had to plug it in. I also had to put the software in the CD-ROM compartment and pushed it in. And I had to press next a couple of times while I was on the computer.
Well, you know, I take it back. I'm very impressed. Congratulations. So continue. You hooked this all up, so everything's working out well.
I hooked it all up, and you know, it wasn't scanning the legal size documents. It was not scanning the 8.5 by 14 pages. So I'm getting a little antsy as I have work that was due. I call HP technical support, and I asked. Are you in the United States? And the person said, no, he's in the Philippines. So I knew right off the bat I was in trouble. So
what's wrong with the Philippines?
Well, whatever.
First with the little quip about the type of printer that you're dealing with, and now the Philippines are bad. They're unable to help you.
Listen, you know what? Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, I apologize. So you find out that they're from the Philippines.
I'm not mocking anybody in the Philippines at all. My mother's half Filipino.
No, she's not. But okay. We'll get into that.
But I just knew it was going to be a hassle. Long story short, the first guy I was on the phone with him for 2 hours, and what he did was he said, "Hold on, I got to check with the lab."
The lab?
This guy's got to check with the goddamn lab because he couldn't answer. He didn't answer my question. So he says he got to check with the lab. He had me on the phone for 10 minutes on hold, and then accidentally I was wink wink nudge nudge I was disconnected. Sometimes I think they disconnect you when they can't help you anymore. So then I called back and I got somebody else. And long story short, we found out that the printer that this guy at Office Depot told me will scan legal documents, in fact, did not. So I had to go buy a new one and put it all together. And I want to give credit to somebody who helped me out with this tremendously, because if it wasn't for this person, I'd still be on the phone with technical support.
And who is that?
That person is none other than Dan Wright, formerly of the Dan Wright program from Barbecue Radio.
Well, I'm sure that you're well intentioned in saying that, but you said it completely fucked up. You said it the way your old printer would have printed it out. You cut off a lot. Dan Wright, the guy who ran Radio BBQ, like a fucking genius, by the way, helped you out. He told you what printer to get. That stuff.
He's the one who told me that, Frank, the printer you have will not scan legal size documents. And two people at HP couldn't even help me out. But yet Dan, who's 3,000 miles away, was able to help me out. And I want to give him a thanks. And not only that, but he called me up today to check up on me to see how I was doing. Now, come on. You can't
service.
Get better than that.
That is
you can't
service.
Get better than that.
No, you can't. Uh-oh.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
That's 316-768-4472. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with the helped out Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, it's Barb.
Barb, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good. Frank, did you call Dan today crying at the store? Or
no.
Is that me?
Well, I had to call Dan.
He was crying.
I was not crying.
His kids were running around the store. He didn't know where they were. He was crying to me about which fucking printer to get. We had to look it up.
Listen to me. I was having trouble breathing.
I know.
I wasn't going to say this, but about, I don't know, 11 o'clock last night, when he said that he would call to talk about tonight's show, he called me in a huff, just barely able to breathe. The lab! 2 hours! HP! And it was nuts. I'm like, Frank, calm down. It's a printer. You don't understand! You don't understand! Just in a huff, like he was having a nervous breakdown over this printer. Now, Barb, you're saying he called you, or did he call Dan crying?
Oh no, he called me crying.
I tried to call Dan, and unfortunately, he wasn't answering. So I called the girl on the phone here to help me out, and I was not crying.
You were crying.
Right, maybe a little.
Run.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, God, how fucking terrible is that?
But she was able to help me with her lovely boyfriend, Tidbit, who, by the way, needs a shave pretty bad. I touched his beard the other day, and it's very coarse. Anyway.
Touched his beard?
Excuse me?
Why did you pull his beard? Okay.
Well, I asked him if I could pull it, and he said yes. Yeah. Because you're leaving me, I've just been cutting onions. I'm making a lasagna. For one. Oh, I'm not crying.
No! It's just a printer that I just can't hook up. I can't plug in a fucking wire. I put it in and I shut up. I call you cause I have to fucking cry. Cause I say it on the show, I didn't, but I'm fucking lying. You're crying on a phone, Frank? You're 40 fucking years old.
I'm 38 years old.
You're 40 fucking years old.
I'm 38.
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
No, wait, Barb, let me ask you something. You get this call. Frank is weeping.
In the middle of the Ron and Fez show.
How much respect did you lose when you heard this grown fucking man, a parent to a son and daughters, a husband, a provider, crying in a Best Buy or some store? Legal, babe. How much respect did you lose?
I mean, it's gone at this point, Frank. It's gone.
And by the way, I do want to say that I did wake them two up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wait, what did you do? Fucking down home, Medigan voice. I woke those two up. I woke them two up.
Wow, tough. Waking someone up.
Yeah, you know that. Oh my God! Just your respect is completely gone, and you tried to say you tried to say Dan came out, stepped up, and like, it's like, hey Frank, let me tell you something.
No, well, this was last night. He helped me, and he even helped me out.
Wait! She said that you were crying today. If he helped you out, why are you crying in a fucking mall?
Because he recommended a particular model, but then when I got there, they had two different models that did the same thing, and I didn't know which one to get, and I needed Dan desperately. And I called him up, but he wasn't answering. Pardon me?
You can talk to someone who worked there?
I tried. It's pointless. It's pointless. The guy who sold me the thing told me my original one would scan legal documents, and he was wrong. It's pointless.
Barb, we went to Best Buy, me and Frank. Frank and I, whatever. And
this was last Friday, I believe, or Thursday.
Thursday. And he was trying to just really rack his brain over which one he should get. They had 8 printers. He was going over to each one, say, I got to see how this prints. I got to see it print a page. She's like, these aren't plugged into anything. So, if I'm going to buy a car, I'm going to drive it. If I buy a car, I'm going to drive it.
How could you buy a printer without seeing the product first? You want to print the page? That's what it looks
like.
Every
service person ever hates him. Anyone who works anywhere just cannot stand him. And it's so embarrassing to be with him.
You know, I was at the gas station the other day.
Wait, Frank, let's not leave the Best Buy thing.
I apologize.
I have to say, as this tall, really huge, clueless woman.
Oh, she was behemoth.
She would kick your fucking ass.
Oh, she was big.
She was 7 feet tall, 300 fucking pounds, and didn't know dick about printers. But I still felt embarrassed. It's this color. Is it color? Over and over again, I'm like, I don't know him. I'm going to go look at fucking laptops. I'll be over here. She just kept looking at me like, you brought him in this fucking store? You brought him in this
Basically, everyone looks at you and looks at you like, is he yours? That's the face that they make at you.
Exactly. It's as if you were the bus driver and this is the one retard on the bus looking for crafts to do to keep him out of the sockets. and it's embarrassing because you're putting these people through hell. Frank, you realize that these are people and this is their job. And while they may be here to perform certain services for you or whatever, they're not your fucking slave. They're not your fucking slave.
Did I say it was my slave? This lady was not helpful, as you will admit yourself.
Yeah,
she was awful.
She was pretty awful. I'll give you that. But you're absolutely right, Barb. He puts off a vibe like that people have to look at you and almost blame you for being associated with him.
And you know what? My problem is? I get ticked off if people don't sympathize with my plea. If they don't sympathize with me, I'll get pissed off. How dare you not feel sorry for me that I'm having printer problems? How dare you?
I just don't know what to say.
Just be a man.
Exactly.
For once in your fucking life.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Barb. Thank you very
much.
Very nice. Very nice revelation coming in from our friend Barb. You're crying on the phone to her. Crying. I'm not crying. And you fucking staunchly deny it right away.
I didn't cry. I wasn't crying.
What's going on here? I'm getting all kinds of calls. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. This is Brian with Best in Show Radio. Tune in to Best in Show Radio every Sunday morning, or you're going to miss something like this.
I vacationed in Fire Island. Are you familiar with Fire Island?
I can't say that I am. I've heard of it.
Fire Island is notoriously gay. Like the it's the island itself is gay. It makes you gay. If
it's
you
like Lost, gay Lost.
It's like gay.
It's like Lost on logo.
You became gay when you went to the island?
I was sort of in the white trash section. In the section where it's kind of like, ew, we're not going to go there.
We're on vacation over here. We ain't going over on the other side over there. Those guys over there drink drinks with umbrellas in them. We're not going over there. Not going to do anything like that. We're staying over here. We're drinking our Miller. We're going to hang out. We're going to watch NASCAR. Faggot, come here. Kiss me.
By the way, I just wanted to be known that the analysis in the chat room, the hero's talking from Vanessa, it's where the gays go. Rixosaurus, gay men take young boys there. White S. Brent, Fire Island is where the faggots hang out. Bruce Leo, no matter how much you try there, you can't be straight. Wow.
Check out Best in Show Radio every Sunday morning, 11 to 2, on heroestalk.com. And also in the Heroes Talk Radio chat room on Pal Talk. Best in Show Radio is proud to be part of the Heroes Talk Radio Network.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hello, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show. Let's face it, kids are extremely annoying and take up the better part of your day. Why not get out there and do something for you? Get some me time. Drop those little brats off at Germ Freaks Daycare, where undivided attention and the safety of your child are our top priorities.
Oh, McDonald had a fart.
The last time she was over, she took a huge dump in the friggin' toilet and then didn't flush it. And I had to walk in and look at an 8-year-old turd in my goddamn toilet.
Are you calling me?
What happened was apparently my son was chasing her because he wanted to hug her. And she fell and slipped on the wood. I guess she had socks on. Landed on her mouth. Her mouth was open when she landed on it and knocked a couple teeth out.
Donna!
And blood all over the fucking place, and I'm panicking all over my fucking house. So I'm going crazy looking for surgical gloves. She's lying on the floor bleeding to death. I couldn't find a goddamn thing. I tell my kids, listen, stay away. Don't go near her. Don't even touch her. Just stay away.
I'll be up there in a minute!
I tell them to go downstairs. She's bleeding in my foyer. I get on the phone, my cell phone, call my wife, Donna, to scream at her, get the hell over. I am an adult, you know. I am an adult. She probably had, I'm sure she's got nothing wrong with her. We know her family and everything, but you never know.
Are you calling me? I'll be up there in a minute! I'll be up there in a minute!
The DJ New Style Show.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Now, Frank, I don't know if you follow any form of law enforcement or anything like that, righting wrongs, catching criminals, but we have a guy on the line. I think we do. James, are you there?
I got a caller ID here. Who called this number?
Excuse me?
I got a caller ID here. Who called this number?
Okay. Yeah, you're a douche. And,
Tell me your business. I said, who am I speaking with? Why are you calling me?
Excuse me?
This is Evil Canadian. If I ever see you, you motherfucker, I'll whip your fucking
nice head. Nice soundboard guy. It's amazing.
You're passing me on the phone, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Let's try to get this guy back on. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is James.
James, how are you? You are a bounty hunter. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we had some guy call in, and he was playing some kind of soundboard, thinking that he was amazingly hilarious. And it happened to be from your same area code during your same segment, which is just amazing. So anyway, Frank, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Yeah. So, bounty hunter. What is bounty hunting? Would you please?
What is a bounty hunter?
What is it?
What a bounty hunter is a you hire a bail bondsman to get out of jail. You don't go to court. Bounty hunters come after you.
The bounty hunters come after me.
So the criminal or the person accused hires a bail bondsman to put up the bail there.
Right. Correct? Your brother goes to jail for pimping and pandering or whatever, and he gets caught and he has to post a $5,000 bond. You don't have $5,000, you pay a bail bondsman $500. They'll come and bond you out of jail, and you have to go to all your court dates.
Now, how does the bail bondsman make money if he's out $4,500? If the bond is $5,000,
well, they don't. I mean, they don't. If they don't find you, they have to pay the $5,000 to the court.
Okay.
So you're
hired by the bail bondsman.
Mm-hmm. Or the insurance company that covers the bail bonds company.
So let me ask you something. Is this something that you've always wanted to do? Do you feel that you are kind of like you identify with the vigilante or the law enforcement agent or the police? I mean, exactly what made you choose bounty hunting as opposed to police officer?
Well, 95% of the police officers out there are fucking idiots.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why would you say that?
I work with them every day. I don't know. They're just not well put together. You know, I mean, they can do their job, you know, but when it comes to hunting down fugitives, I mean, it's just not something they know how to do.
They don't know how to bring people to justice.
Now, what's the difference? What authority do you have or not have as compared to a police officer? I mean, what are you allowed to do and not allowed to do?
Well, police officers not allowed to enter a house without a search warrant. We can't enter a house without a search warrant. They're not allowed to arrest out of their jurisdiction. We are. We can arrest them wherever we want to arrest them.
Wait, so you can just go into anybody's house, and that's cool?
Yes. Well, and not necessarily anybody's house, but if you have a warrant for your arrest and that address is on your warrant, we're coming in there.
Really?
So, regardless, your address, we're coming in there.
Well, why do you think they wouldn't extend that responsibility or that level of power to a police officer?
Well, because it's against their constitutional rights.
Okay,
I mean,
it's against our constitutional rights, and I'm not arguing, but I'm just kind of confused by it, because you say it's against our constitutional rights for a police officer to go in the warrant guy's house. I'm just going to call him the warrant guy. Let's keep it technical. But some dude, like Dog the Bounty Hunter, or like the people that that see them on TV, the family bonds people, they can just go roll up in your house and pull you out while you're cranking one out.
No, say that one more time. You broke up really bad there.
You can go into somebody's house while they're cranking it, and it doesn't matter, but a cop has to get a warrant.
Yeah, a police officer has to get a warrant. It's called new process. They have to go do it. And the law that I work under is called Taylor versus Kaner. And if you want me to read you that law, I can do that.
No, it's necessary.
Yeah, you know, it's real short and real sweet.
Okay. And you're allowed to, you average can carry a weapon, right?
Yes.
Now, what kind of certification? Do you have to show identification or anything like that? Do you have some kind of rigorous training program to become a bounty hunter? What's the deal with it?
You have to go through you have to take a post-certified test, which is a police officer standard testing, you know. We have to pass that, which will teach us the laws about using deadly force and breaking and entering and so on and so forth.
Is there a union?
And
when
we go in...
Are you in a union? Is there a bounty hunter union?
No, those people are idiots.
Now, it's funny that what you had said was that the reason that you became a bounty hunter is because 95% of police officers are useless. Is that correct?
Yes.
So joining us on the DJ New Style show, a friend of the show, Officer Jerk. Officer Jerk, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been better. I'm actually a little upset.
Well, what's going on?
95% of police officers are, what did he say? Useless?
James, you said useless,
fucking
right?
Idiots.
A fucking idiot.
The question is, are you one of the 5% or are you one of the 95%? Well, I'll tell you what, before I answer that question, what kind of training do you have? Do you have a law enforcement background?
No.
You've never had any law enforcement training?
Never been to kindergarten. That makes me qualified.
Okay. And have you ever have you served in the military?
No.
Okay, so I've done both. All right, now,
okay.
I can't, and you also said you could enter somebody's house without a warrant?
Yeah.
What state do you practice in?
The United States. The laws are the same all over.
So your laws are the same all over.
Wait, one second. Officer, Bounty Hunter, your jurisdiction is the United States, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a federal law, Taylor versus Taylor.
All right.
Maybe they should have taught you that better in your law enforcement school.
First of all, you want to talk about law enforcement school? I don't know what state that you're bond. You have to serve under a bondman. So all you have to do, depending on what state you're in, is just show up for the job. Now, New Jersey, where I'm a cop, they actually started cracking down on these frauds and these felons and started having a licensing process. And guess what? No more bounty hunters. Because all these guys are drug dealers or just any asshole looking to hang a fake badge around his neck and go around knocking on doors. You can't go into somebody's house, pal. Are you crazy?
Okay, you're going to tell me one of... You're in the 95%, dude. You're going to sit here and tell me what you can't do when you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But can I tell you how
you should open up a fucking magazine or a book or something and try to figure it out?
Actually,
before you come on here, tell me shit.
All right. Okay, all right, James. Let him talk.
I'm going to tell you right now. All you need in some of these states that don't have licensing requirements to be a bounty hunter is just to show up. You can be a convicted felon. These guys can't carry weapons. When they say they can go into your house, they are not allowed to enter your premises to come get you. That is absolutely false. And let me tell you something else.
That is not false. So you're telling me for the last 20 years I've been doing this, and I've been wrong the whole time? You'd think somebody would have mentioned that to me. So I'm going to tell you somewhere would have said, hey, you can't go kicking that guy's door down. But maybe they should call the dumb fuck New Jersey Police Department and see what the hell they think about it.
So let me tell you this. New Jersey.
It's actually Staten Island.
So, let me tell you this, though. How many times that I've showed up because somebody's called and said, hey, I got some guy knocking on my door, says he's a bail agent. We show up and, yeah, he's technically a bail agent, maybe from some other state where they don't have licensing. And you know what we tell him? While he's trying to, whatever, kick down the door, which I've never seen happen, we throw his ass out. Get out of here. First we run him for warrants, and we usually end up arresting him.
I've never seen a midget get butt fucked before, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Wow.
What? I mean, it happens, dude.
Well,
I mean,
okay, hold on a second. Apparently, what has happened here, Officer Jerk, is that he's never seen a midget actually get butt fucked, but he's saying that there's a possibility that could happen.
But I'm absolutely sick of these. Look, I'm a bail bondsman. It's bullshit.
I'm sick of people saying I'm a New Jersey police officer.
At least I have a background check done. I've gone to school. I have how many classes? I'm certified.
By the way,
you're certified in what? You told me you've never had military experience. You've never been to any type of academy.
military experience for? You want me to go shooting sand spiders or something? What the hell does the military have to do with it?
That's an intelligent response.
The easiest part of this job is putting handcuffs on somebody. To get them to the point to where you can find them to put the handcuffs on them is the hard part. Now, you being a police officer, hey, you got it made. People call you. They say, hey, somebody stole my toaster.
There's a reason. There's a reason why they're calling them and not somebody with a fucking leather vest on. It's because
we're
the police.
Professionals.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying about Wolf over there. I totally agree with you.
Are you licensed? You never answered my question. Do you have any sort of licensing?
Everybody in the state of Colorado has to be licensed.
Okay, so you've gone through a background check?
Yes. Everybody in Colorado has to go through that.
Okay. And what kind of identification do you carry on you?
The one with my name on it. What do you mean, what kind? Right, so you don't have any sort of something saying that, that you're a bail bondsman or bail recovery or bounty hunter or whatever you call yourself? You have a badge that hangs around your neck?
No, I don't wear one around my neck. I wear
Do you wear tassels around your arms in a bulletproof vest?
I wear a bulletproof vest when I go into somebody's house.
Okay. Now, do you have, like, Hawaiian tassels you hang around your biceps?
Absolutely not.
Like the ultimate warrior. Before you graduated to the bulletproof vest, did you ever consider going out in catcher's equipment?
Did I ever consider doing what?
Putting on the old catcher's helmet.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Now, see, I'm from Denver, and that's where Mr. Dwayne Chapman is from. That guy was always an idiot and always will be an idiot.
And Dwayne Chapman is who?
Dog.
Your hero.
Yeah, my zero.
No, what I'm saying is that to a certain extent, wouldn't you say that bounty hunters would see Dog the Bounty Hunter and his success and notoriety and sort of either idolize or be really jealous of him?
Of him? That guy couldn't catch a cold.
He's caught a popular TV show and millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make him good at the job.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, whether he's good or not, I mean, is there some jealousy or admiration of his success or the rapid growth of his celebrity?
No, absolutely not. I see him as a failure. I don't see him as a success.
So now, Officer Jerk, when you hear somebody tell you that they're a bounty hunter, what is your initial just thought of the person?
Well, I would say that a bounty hunter is to the law enforcement world as what a dental assistant would be to the medical world. They're these dropped-out losers that couldn't get hired as a cop or a sheriff or a corrections officer. They're just wannabe guys that want to sit at the end of the bar with their belly hanging over their handcuffed-style belt buckle saying, "Yep, it was a rough day today. I had to kick in somebody's door." When in actuality, they probably sat in their pickup truck with their binoculars out and their pants around their ankles doing quote-unquote surveillance. I mean, we see this shit all the time. It's absolute garbage. Go get yourself a deal.
If you ask me the same question, I think I would have to agree with him on that.
Then I guess we don't have anything more to talk about.
Now, Frank, you obviously have to have some questions. You love when Officer Jerk calls in. Do you have any questions for James the Bounty Hunter?
I mean, I guess my question is, you know, I'd like for you to give us some examples of some really moments where you thought that you put your life on the line. I mean, you were really scared to go in there. What are some situations?
Every time I'm nervous to go in there. Because I don't know what's on the other side of the door.
What are a couple of the worst things that when you entered this house has happened? What have you ever been? Has a gun ever been put on you when you entered the house?
Numerous times.
Okay.
The one that we did probably 6 weeks ago. We went into a house. It was an attempted murder case for him and his brother. The warrant hadn't came out for the brother yet. We gained entry to the house. There was probably about 12 family members in there. The guy I was looking for was laying in the back bedroom with the baby in his arms.
Now, I kind of have a question as far as, like, legality goes. I mean, Officer Jerk, let's say the guy pulled a gun on James here. As James breaks in, he's trying to apprehend this guy. If he shot him, I mean, doesn't it almost look like James is kind of breaking into the dude's house? Whether or not he's had other crimes, would he be guilty for having shot him?
Probably not. He'd probably get acquitted, and I'm sure it actually happens all the time. That's why you can't break into somebody's house without a warrant. What these guys do and what the law is are two completely different things.
Frank,
this gentleman, having never been trained in any sort of law classes or having no formal training, he just somebody goes, "Go in and get him," and he goes, "Yeah, I guess I probably could go in and get him then, huh?" And he does. And then when he gets shot, nobody cries at his funeral because he's probably an asshole that, you know, "Hey, look, construction's slow, let me be a bounty hunter."
James, have you ever been physically attacked by a group of people as you entered the house?
Yes.
Do you go in with other people, or do you work by yourself?
I have done stuff by myself, but most of the time I do it with partners I have, or I do go with the police department.
Have you ever had a situation where you were, somebody held you? I know you said somebody has held you at gunpoint, but what do you do in a situation where the tables are turned, where the perpetrator is now in control? How'd you get yourself out of the situation?
Well, I've never been held as a hostage. Any guns that have been pulled, I mean, they've dropped. I mean, I've never been in a standoff with somebody. We have backed out of numerous houses where somebody was armed. And, you know, the police come up, set a perimeter, SWAT team comes out, and they deal with it.
Michael helped you? Those 95% of inept cops are the ones that end up saving your ass every time?
Saving my ass?
Right, you backed out of the house, and then you had to call the cops. So that's what you just said.
Well, I don't have to call the cops. I can call every idiot bounty hunter here in Denver and have them come down, but it's going to get screwed up. I mean, the police department, they're trained to handle that. A street patrol officer runs into the same situation, same thing. SWAT team comes out. That's why the SWAT team's there. I mean, I'm not a superhero. I'm not some, you know, Billy Badass. I'm just out there doing my job. I've been doing it for 20 years. I don't want to shoot nobody. I don't want nobody to get hurt. I'm just doing my job.
Have you ever broken into a – I want to get back to the situation where you're saying that if you go into a house and somebody, you know, points a gun at you, you will back away. Rather, I mean, is that something you
that
would,
is
just...
three in a row, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what that means. Looking at the wall, it is.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's now rapid fire question time with James the Bounty Hunter and Officer Jerk. Frank, please restate your question for question time.
James, have you ever had a situation where you will just simply leave the house because it's just too much of a life-threatening situation? Is that what you're saying has happened before?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever gone to a house where people were fornicating and you had to break up the fornication?
Hey, yes, that was really nasty. That was the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my entire life. And I think he would have appreciated me pulling him out of that house.
Now, did you, so you got to see a naked lady? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I've seen quite a few naked ladies doing this.
Okay. Have you ever been, what percentage of the people you try to capture are male as opposed to female?
Male, definitely male.
Okay. Have you ever, now what do you call these people? Perpetrators? Is that what you call them? Perps? What do you call them?
No, defendants.
All right. Now, has a defendant ever offered you any monetary incentives in order to leave him alone?
Yes.
Has a woman ever offered you any sexual favors to leave her alone?
One, yes.
Did you partake in that?
No.
Were you tempted?
No, she was really ugly too.
Okay. Yes. Have you ever walked in on someone fucking a rubber vagina?
Nope. I walked in on a man masturbating.
Okay. So the defendant was masturbating at the time. Now you walk, you barge. Now, how do you use a battering ram to go into the house? You just kick it open. What's the deal? How do you do that?
What's the deal?
We got a door ram.
Okay. Now, when you open this door up, you walk in the house, and where was this individual? Was he? Did you call him out? Hey, is anybody home? And what did he say? I'm in here cranking one out. How did you figure it out? How did you find him masturbating?
He's in the living room, sitting in front of the TV watching a porno.
Okay. Now, and is that, in that situation, what do you do? Do you wait for him to finish, or do you just tell him to pull his pants up right away?
I wasn't going to touch him.
So what happened? You let him go?
Oh, hell, those four of us there, I just backed off because I just didn't want to deal with it. It was a misdemeanor arrest, and I'm not touching a man that's masturbating.
Oh, so you just let him go. Before, you were all gung-ho about...
He went to jail. He definitely went to jail.
What, did he cuff himself after he put the lube bottle down?
I didn't touch him. So they wrapped the sheet around him after they cuffed him, and off to jail he went.
Okay. Have you ever gotten to a physical altercation with a defendant?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten a defendant's bodily fluids on you?
No.
Okay.
Not anytime. You've been involved with pulling people out of a good jack session sex. You've never gotten any semen on you or your weapon or your cuffs.
Never not. Nope. I've had a few women have their period on my cuffs, but that's it.
You never had a pair of jizzy cuffs?
Nope.
If you did, would you reuse the cuffs?
Probably not.
Really? They're metal.
Yeah.
Fucking wash them. Frank, go ahead.
I just don't have to.
Have you ever felt...
metal, but I'm not going to clean them.
Have you ever felt sorry for a defendant?
Yes.
Have you ever let a defendant go because you felt sorry for him or her?
No.
Has a man ever cried, pleaded for you to let him go? Has he ever cried like a little baby, like as though he was buying a printer in a store?
Absolutely.
Does that tug at your heartstrings when people like that, when a man cries?
You know, it's kind of different. You know, you got to kind of look at the situation that they're in, and you know, because I've thrown people in jail that are never getting out again, but I didn't put him in that position. And if it's not me doing it, it's just going to be somebody else there doing it.
Have you ever have any of your defendants ever been child molesters?
Yes.
Do you treat them worse than the other people?
No.
Have you ever had the desire to strike an officer of the law?
No.
Never. Even though you claim that they're all just dumb and retarded.
If I went around hitting all of the stupid people, that's all I'd do.
Okay.
So, now.
Have you ever been a little too rough on a guy because you think his crime was real fucked up?
No. That's not my job.
Have you ever bragged about being a bounty hunter to gain acceptance?
No.
Have you ever used that line to try to get laid?
Yeah, to get laid, yes, absolutely.
Now, how does that...
I married one.
You married a defendant?
No, I married my wife.
So you talked up your wife by saying, I'm a bounty hunter. How did that... Like, what was the line that you used to get her attention?
Well, just, you know, talking up the job and, you know, ooh, wow, and that's cool, and let's go home and let's do it.
Be true. Did you bang your wife on the first date?
On the first date, and you can ask her, hon.
Is she here? Can I talk to her for a second?
She's,
Just one question. No, just one question. Okay. I just want to ask her one question.
All right, hold on.
Hello.
Hi, you're James's wife?
Yep.
Okay, so he just said that he had sex with you on the first date. I know that might be a little embarrassing, but I had a question regarding your husband.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you have rather him become a cop or stay a guy that just bashes indoors and claims to be a vigilante bounty hunter?
I wouldn't wish anyone to be a police officer.
Does he have a pension?
No.
Does he have respect from the community?
Huh?
Does the community respect him?
To some extent, yeah.
Have you ever utilized his handcuffs in sexual role play?
No.
Have you ever had sex with a gun to your face?
No.
Has he ever slapped you in the face while he was thrusting into your vaginal crevices?
No.
Has he ever requested that you speak Spanish from inside the locked bedroom, break down the door, and then have his way with you?
No.
Did he ever ask you to spit in his mouth?
No.
Have you Have you ever pretended to be a child molester on the run and have...
No, his job really isn't that big of a turn on.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever go to the Poconos and run in the woods and have him try to chase you and perhaps pretend like he was going to rape you?
No.
Has your husband ever had your very large sounding ass?
What?
I'm just asking if your husband's ever fucked you in the ass.
That's personal. Come
you
on.
You know, we're friends.
You know what? I want to apologize for what... Yeah, you're going a little too far.
Shut up.
I bet you if he flashed that badge of his, he'd be getting a little dirty on the job, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, have you guys ever had a threesome or a gangbang with a perp? Have you ever taken a perp home with you?
Oh, good God, no.
When you're fantasizing, do you ever have a sexual fantasy that involves him actually passing a police exam?
No.
Have you ever given birth to a baby at the prom?
Wow. I think I'm going to turn you guys back over to James, because you seem to be having a little too much fun with me.
Have you ever taken his entire scrotum in your mouth?
Here, I'm going to hand you back to James.
And then beg not to be arrested?
Yes, she has.
Oh. Okay. Well, James, I don't know. Frank, do you have anything more you want to ask James?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask his wife something. Maybe you can relay the question to your wife. Yeah. Could you ask her if she's ever sucked a jelly out of a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream? Thanks, Dan.
Question.
Dan, that was a fucking dumb. You can't, Dan, go fuck yourself, Dan.
She don't think
listen, getting back to the questions, if I could ask you a couple more questions, James. Getting back to, have you ever refused a job?
That's a hard one to see. You know, I don't think I have.
You haven't. You go into
I have refused jobs from, you know, certain bondsmen because, I mean, they don't pay or whatever.
Well, that's my question.
How certain is your financial future? I mean, do you know that you'll be able to pay the mortgage at any given time?
Yes.
You do.
And
you're that secure in your job.
What type of payment? What kind of pay do you get from this? Does it depend how dangerous, the more dangerous the criminal, the more money you get?
We get 10% of the bond. So if it's a $50,000 bond, I get $5,000. So it just depends on the kind of job you get. And I don't do anything under 10.
Well, living high on the horse there. You don't accept those measly $5,000 payments, do you? Well, I want to
say
no, that's okay. I just want to ask Officer Jerk if he has any questions for you. Officer Jerk, I mean, you've been relatively, shunned for most of this fresh question time. I thought that Frank might have some things for you, but what's your take on this? Do you have anything you'd like to know from him?
No, I know. I run into these guys all the time. It's like I said, they're kind of a bullshit profession. They're getting phased out of every state. More and more states are passing laws where it's even illegal to say you're a bounty hunter anymore. It is. You can't even say you're a bounty hunter in Colorado.
Officer Jerk, I just want to tell you that a girl likes your voice, just saying. James, have you ever felt up a perpetrator knowing that she wouldn't be able to do anything about it?
No.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm going
to
give the...
You're going to make me sound like a New Jersey police officer.
Oh!
I don't know if Officer Jerk's going to take that, being from Staten Island and all.
Yeah, Officer Jerk's going to take anything he gets.
That's good, James. That's real. Why don't you call me in about 20 years when you're not collecting a pension, you're sitting on a bucket cleaning up shit like crazed in a Walmart bathroom.
Hey, you know, I know what you make, and I know what I make, and you're going to be the fucking door greeter if I'm cleaning the bathrooms.
Yeah, okay, good. Fair enough. I'll see you in 20 years.
See you in 20 years.
And working out. How many teeth you got left? You can tell by Dog the Bounty Hunter that Ethel plan goes real far.
Well, I mean, he could probably be a professional wrestler.
I'll be doing it for 20 more.
20 years? Yes. How old are you? How old the guy are you, James?
39.
So you think when you're 59, you're going to still be doing this?
I hope not.
Well, you just said you're going to do it for 20 more. I mean, I don't know if I should believe you.
Well, I will do it for 20 more, but I hope not to be doing it.
Oh.
James, just a couple quick ones, and you know, we'll let you go. Have you ever captured somebody who was, but not in the state of Colorado, somewhere else?
Yes.
And what is the longest that you've transported?
I just got 6 months, and I just got the guy down in Spain, in Barcelona.
Wow.
He was pumping on his three daughters, got one of them pregnant twice. So,
excuse me?
You know, in Spain, Colorado? I didn't know there was a Spain, Colorado. A what in Colorado?
A Spain in Colorado.
Was the guy originally from Colorado? The guy was originally from Colorado. He ran to Barcelona.
And you followed him.
He asked me if I ever captured anybody out of the state of Colorado.
James, one last question. What movie out there most accurately portrays bounty hunters? Is there a movie such as Midnight Run with the
Midnight
wonderful
Run.
Robert De Niro?
Absolutely.
What about Star Wars Return of the Jedi?
With Boba Fett? That's more along the lines of the New Jersey Police Department.
So you're going to keep going back to, huh?
One second. James, you said that the movie Midnight Run is a good example?
It's very cutthroat, and Officer Drichter, I do agree with him that, you know, 95% of the officers are idiots, but about 99.9% of the bounty hunters are idiots. So, and it's a very cutthroat business.
Lucky me to get the 0.0001%. I don't know how I drew you out of the bucket, James, but I'm the lucky one.
Hey, you're a lucky guy. Lucky guy.
Lucky I want to thank. I want to thank you for being a part of the show. I'm gonna throw it over to Officer Jerk real quick though. Officer Jerk, you know he's taking a lot of pot shots at. I don't know why he keeps saying New Jersey when it's been clear that you're from Staten Island. He probably just doesn't know that he's a world traveler that goes to Spain to.
I thought he's from New Jersey.
No, he's
all the same out there. A bunch of idiots, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about in New Jersey, but either way, hey, that 20 years, he's gonna have to keep working somewhere. But it ain't going to be in bounty hunting. Those guys, like I said, those guys are getting phased out.
Hey, is bounty the quicker picker-upper?
You betcha. I'll have them picked up within 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, herpes.
Hey, one more thing, James. Just remember, eggs on top, cans on the bottom. I got to run.
Thank you very much,
thank you.
Officer Jerk.
Thank you.
Thank you
Officer
very much.
And James, thank you very much.
Take care now. Thank you. Hey, that's a very, very informative call. I mean, I didn't know about bounty hunting. I didn't know that anybody could be a bounty hunter. Frank, I'm going to be a goddamn bounty hunter now. Apparently, you just show up at some dude's house, break in.
I don't think you or I are man enough to be a bounty hunter.
You don't think I'm man enough to be a bounty hunter?
No.
I don't think I have the desire to be a bounty hunter.
Like somebody Pristine Sneakers, he could do it.
Pristine Sneakers could definitely be a fucking bounty hunter.
He would just by his yelling, he would fucking intimidate people.
But the thing is, I don't think Pristine doesn't really care if you commit crimes. Like I think that you could commit whatever crime, vandalize whatever you want, and Pristine would just either walk by and it'd be like, yo, dude, that is some fucking cool graffiti you just did. Or just, that's fucking gay! Fucking garbage! Firefighters! I don't know. Why don't we take a quick break? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
All right, let me bring Lily in here, 866 Ron Zero Fez. Lily has been, I guess you've been teasing around right now. You're out on the market, and different young radio hosts are hitting on you, so to speak.
Yes. A few of them are bidding on me.
I did get an email from the beautiful Barb who says, Germ Freak would like to stay even if you become DJ New Style's partner.
I don't want to break up that relationship.
Yeah, I think that's wrong too, because the Germ Freak's got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
He really doesn't.
I don't want to break up that happy home.
Somebody wants to talk to you here. The person whose job you tried to take, the Germ Freak.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Germ Freak.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Lily, I'm just glad that you came to your senses, not wanting to break up the Radio Bronze winners of the Night of 100 podcasts.
Well, you guys are still a team.
I'm trying to think of other people, and I don't want to ruin that relationship. So
you're just you've turned down New Style and Germ Freak. You think you want to try with somebody else?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Great. So, you know, Lily, you know, you could always go back to the greeting customers at your father's restaurant.
Whoa!
Wow, Germ Freak. I said I liked you, but now, I don't know.
Radio war with the radio whore. This is very unexpected.
All right.
All right, Germ Freak.
Wow. Take care.
Bye-bye.
He suddenly got strong.
Wow.
For the first time in my life, I was going to say, Germ Freak, what do you bench? I had no idea. He was so fucking ready.
DJ New Style Show. The DJ New Style Show.
Sit back, relax, and partake in another Jack session.
Yeah, it's me, Jack Francone, and it's time to get down to business with another episode of Jack Sessions, the world's first and only podcast dedicated to masturbation techniques. Today, we got a great tip for a brand new technique here. It's not exactly a masturbation technique, so don't freak out or nothing, but it's every bit as valuable as the no-stitch switch, the Holland Tunnel, the scab grab, and even the old yeller. Yes, it is that important. As a parent, you're going to see your son hit that age where he don't want to be by you no more. And you're probably going to think how fucking lucky you are because you can jerk off without him running in on you like some kind of fucking wacky party pooper. But you know, you're wrong. You're dead fucking wrong. Your son is masturbating just like you, and he's doing it often. You need to let that kid know he's going through changes, and what he's doing don't make him no worse a person than you or me. And you also need to let him know that your possessions are not to be jizzed in. I mean, let's all face it here. Without you even realizing, your son's become a jacker. And we all remember Jack Francone rule number 13. A young jacker is an experimental jacker. Think back to when you were young. When I was my son Jimmy's age, I was putting fucking loads in everything from throw pillows to olive loaf. My mother didn't have one pair of pantyhose or stockings or even a bunch of bananas that I didn't ruin from age 11 to 27. So it's a problem, but, you know, it's fixable. I want to open the lines to all you faithful listeners out there that might be suffering from, you know, all your fucking kids pumping their cum into your briefcases or whatever. Let's go to the phones here. Pete, you're on Jack Sessions.
Hey, Jack, love the show. My son Mikey's been wiping his loads on the back of the couch. What can I do?
First, your problem right here, first, you need to delete all the old episodes of this podcast. See, your son obviously got into the fucking iTunes or whatever you got, my music, and he listened to episode 23. Because he's clearly a master of what I like to call the stucco couch. You know this. Come on, you're a listener. Next caller.
Jack, first time, long time. Listen, I think my kid jacked off into my coffee cup because there's this terrible residue, and he won't really admit it, but he keeps citing our hard water problems.
Wow.
Yeah, he's actually really smart for his age.
How old is he?
17.
Get a new cup. Next caller.
Hey, Jack.
Jimmy, I told you never to call this show.
Well, I wanted to let you know that, you know, you should probably get new earbuds.
I just got these. Oh, you...
Sorry, Dad.
Motherfucker.
I just sent your earbuds. I love
that. That is the fucking what still?
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears.
and the place to be. Unless you're deaf, then it's just the place to be. And not for you to talk, because we wouldn't understand you. Frank, how are you? Hope you had a good break.
Yeah.
You enjoyed yourself? Yeah. You know, God bless. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It was an interesting visit to your house. We talked about our little trip to Best Buy a little bit.
We went to Best Buy, sir.
We did go to Best Buy.
You got to meet somebody, too.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You mentioned that she was half Filipino. Is that what you said?
My mother?
Filipina. But she is, in fact, not. She is 100% Italian, just like you claim to be.
Yes.
Frank, I met your mother. I walk in completely blindsided. There's your mother sitting at the kitchen table. I just took hold of this golden opportunity, this wealth of germ freak information, and the questions couldn't come fast enough to me. You were embarrassed.
Yeah,
you didn't want me to meet your mom. You didn't want me to ask questions. You didn't want things to be revealed. I don't think I got all that much embarrassing stuff, but we did find out a few things. I mean, I went over there to practice for the thing that we did at the barbecue,
which we'll talk about.
We'll get to that. I think I just missed a call here. I apologize. I was going to pick it up, but I hit hung up.
So I guess you don't know how to pick up a phone yet.
No, you're fucking hilarious. Well, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Irish Alky.
Irish Alky, how are you?
I'm good. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, we're talking about Frank and the fact that I met his mom.
You met his mom? How big was she?
Not big at all.
Not big at all? Was she also afraid of germs? Is that why she had him and never spoke to him again?
Wow. What's the deal, Alky? I don't understand. Why so abrasive towards our cherub-like germ freak?
Well, Frank enjoys calling into podcasts and ruining them, so I thought I'd return the favor.
Wait, Frank, what's going on? What happened? What's he referring to?
Well,
when he called in on Friday multiple times with nothing to say.
Excuse me.
What show did he call into?
This is FM Jeff has what's called a watch show on Friday nights.
What do you mean FM Jeff has a show? It's my fucking show. I called in. Refer to me.
What's it called?
It's called the what?
Oh.
How else would you spell what? Thanks for spelling what.
Okay.
W-T?
As opposed to the W-U-T show.
It could be. I mean, some people like to spell things fucked up. I don't know.
I just want to say, I'm calling in. What are you guys talking about? I want to participate. You got to keep me on the line for 20 minutes like we did with Frank.
I didn't know that you kept him on the line for 20 minutes.
Why would you keep me on the line for 20 minutes?
Actually, Alky, I have to say, I think he hung up after you insulted his wife.
Yes.
But then he called back.
Not that night.
You called fucking twice, you piece of shit, bald-headed, non-fucking jerk.
Whoa!
You called back to prove the fact that my wife doesn't like anal, and you had fucking audio clips to prove it, and you proved the same fucking point she made.
I didn't know about this.
Remember when I asked Solera a bunch of questions a couple months ago?
Yeah, I remember.
That's where I was playing, but I couldn't get to the right spot. But either way, whatever.
So here, Ken, I'll give you the rundown. Excuse me, DJ Newstyle. I can call you Ken, thanks.
Sure.
We're pretty good friends.
You know.
I think your hair is amazing, by the way.
Yeah,
he called in the first time to say that my wife did not like giving oral sex.
No, she was talking about it, and I said one time, she was talking about it, and I said that you said you didn't like doing that.
Right.
And
she agreed with you, and then you called back with audio clips to prove that what she said she originally said, and then your audio clips proved nothing, because they never got to
I want to say that Irish Alky holds the world record for cashing a check. I gave him a check for $50 last New Year's New Year's Eve.
What?
That fucking
what
thing
are you
was cashed
about?
In no time, man. I just want to give you credit for that.
What the fuck are you doing?
Can we
agree to handle this on the What Show, and it airs on Friday still? You guys still on Friday?
Yeah, Friday 10:30 to like 1 or something.
It's tearing up the fucking world. It's pouring gasoline onto the earth, filling the oceans with gasoline and other flammable fluids, and dropping a match into each ocean. It's
Did you guys actually have a topic? Because I'll just ignore German. I'll talk about the topic.
Well, the topic was that we were going to have Frank stop calling every other fucking program because apparently he's canceled. Well, thank
so
you
I
very
called
much.
It at the right time.
You certainly did. The What Show is at 9 on the Ron and Fez Pal Talk Room. Ron and Fez Show.
That's so wrong. Not none of that was right. It's 10:30 in the opening session. Thanks for listening, New Style.
I'm in the room every fucking time. I don't know. You go into two fucking rooms on Pal. Okay, anyway, The What Show, guys. Enjoy. Thank you very much, Alfie.
I also want to mention we got the. There's also another show I enjoy. Wax Fantastic Show.
The Wax Fantastic Show.
With Hucklebuck.
Let me tell you the Wax Fantastic Show is. Fantastic. I love it.
Absolutely.
Do we have anyone that's not doing a podcast at this point?
No. Actually, everybody is, except for that bounty hunter guy that called in. Alki, I got to let you go. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. We're friends. We're good like that. I don't know, Frank. You should stop messing with them. But we were talking about how I met your mom. I met your mother, and I got to ask her all these questions. And you were nervous about this. You didn't want me to reveal any deep, dark secrets. But we were practicing a song that we performed on Sunday at the Heroes Talk Barbecue mega event to be never forgotten for years and years to come until the next one. And your wife greeted me at the door and said, Frank's mom is here, and I've made pizza. Probably the greatest day of my life. I'm greeted with homemade pizza and a doorway to infinite embarrassing stories about you. And I have to say, the pizza, it was good. She made it herself, but let's face it, we all know what fucking Bobbly is, okay?
Fuck you, asshole.
We're all aware of what
you
the fuck.
You saw the fucking bread machine, you prick.
I didn't see a bread machine. I saw a fucking
oh,
a
go
bag.
Fuck yourself.
That said Bobbly on it. I didn't
go
know.
You're a fucking liar.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Tell the truth, dude.
Was it DiGiorno? I don't know.
It was. It's not delivery.
It was delicious. I'll tell you that. It was whatever it was delicious. I had an extra piece. I told her to heat it up extra so that I could ask your mother more questions. You wanted me
Bobbly,
out of
there. Bobbly doesn't hit this house, please.
Yeah. Yeah. So she says, yeah, I made this crust. Look at it. It's fantastic. So I asked your mom some things, and you were holding back. Apparently, Frank, you were always happy, well-adjusted, well-mannered, not a problem at all, and then all of a sudden, one day, you just became a fucking lunatic and drove her to near death.
That's true.
Yeah. So what was the year that it happened?
1989.
You're just not quite sure how you're going to cope with changing the third digit of the year. So you just grow into a fucking completely unmanageable dolt. I mean, what happens?
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like really getting into that, but you know, that's when I started becoming really obsessed with
germs.
So
you got
and stuff.
Really sick, and that's yeah. when it happened. And then everybody hated you from then on, and nobody has anything good to say. Is that right?
Whatever.
No, I'm only messing with you. They stayed by you. They said how they were starting to lose weight because you were driving them nuts. But some of the other things, though, a lot of good things that for some reason you didn't tell us, Frank. You were a bit of an athlete in school. Apparently, you were on the swim team. Now, here you are, the host of a segment called Is It Gay? Where I'm pretty sure that you've talked about the Speedo before, and you had to wear the fucking Speedo and swim on swim meets.
Yes.
You were in, there it is, Barb is checking in, she's calling you Frank the Fish. Were you
yes.
a good swimmer?
I was good at everything, but I was not good at the backstroke. I was good at the butterfly and the breaststroke and freestyle, but I was not good at the backstroke. So I would always go into the other lanes.
You would go into the lanes. Was it because you had a strong desire to accidentally brush against the other swimmers?
No, that's not it. That's not it.
You sure?
I just had a problem with that.
You sure?
Yeah.
I also found out that your mother is not as demented as me. I mean, I found she never, ever had the desire to put dirty things on you and
no.
say, why are you so afraid of it, Frank?
You know
why
you
so, this isn't that dirty. Why are you so afraid? It's only been on a gas station bathroom floor. Why are you so afraid, Frank?
You know what she would do sometimes, though? She would hide things on me on purpose because if I didn't leave them in the right place, She would hide things on purpose.
She would do. She didn't say that. She sat there like she had a halo around her head, like she could do no wrong. But here she is. Her son is OCD, needs everything in its place, and she's just taking things off the shelf and like burying them in the backyard.
Well, no, if I left some, it didn't belong where it went. You know, whatever. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, so
really,
she just cleaned up after you, and you wrote it off like she's trying to fucking torment you.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very nice. She also said that something interesting. You were a very talented writer at one point or another, able to write moving speeches and interesting stories in school.
Yeah, big deal.
Big deal. That's a pretty good talent that comes into to something that yeah. involves speaking about things.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can employ that. And another one that I found peculiar. Something that I'm learning from Germ Freak's mom while I'm eating this bobbly. Just barely thought out,
you know, yeah.
fucking
dude,
pizza. Honestly, it had frost on it, Frank. I mean, I didn't want to say anything. Oh, man, it was good. I have to say the pizza was very good. And I'm not sure if it was bobbly, I'm pretty sure it was adequate. It did the job. It was
good. Call.
Wait, what are you saying?
What's your phone number here?
Holy shit. The number to call is
316-768-4472.
That's 316-768-4472. For you reading types, rough 72. Thank you. I also found out, Frank, something very weird. Your mother said that you used to be approached by older men in the neighborhood.
Excuse me?
To play paddleball. All the older men would come by because he was so good at playing paddleball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what's that.
Well,
what
I used to
about.
Play paddleball as a kid, you know, where you hit the ball against a wall, and the old men used to approach me because I was rather good at the game.
Do you really think that they were doing that because they thought you were really good?
Yeah, I was very good. I was very good at paddleball.
Did they ever get behind you and tell you how you should really say, hey, you know, you should really, here, let me get you right, fucking, stop squirming. Take your arm like this and put it down under. Did they ever position you or try to teach you or give you any tips that involve touching you?
Uh-oh. No, not at all.
Uh-oh. Wow, that's a little bit suspect. You were never you never molested or approached or anything like that by these older men?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
So you weren't molested.
I don't know what you're reaching for.
I don't know. You know, older men want to play paddleball with a younger boy in the neighborhood because he's good. He's fucking good at it. Let me just play backcourt. Stare as he's got his sweatpants on with his fucking shorts over the top. You not only...
Yeah, I used to wear sweatpants with shorts over it, yes.
That's true. Also, you were very concerned about fashion and how you looked, your mother said. You
yes.
always had to have the name stuff. But now, that very night, you went outside with fucking black socks on with your white sneakers and your jorts.
Yes.
You're wearing jorts and fucking black dress socks with your white sneakers.
I don't even know what jorts is. I don't even know what that means.
Jean shorts. And you were dressed up like some fucking ready-to-die old man going out to the... I gotta get fucking cigarettes. With your black socks on.
Yeah, I had white sneakers on and black socks.
Yeah.
But I used to be very fashionable. I would frequent Chess King, Just Shirts, all the time.
All the time. And you even went to Starbucks and Best Buy wearing these black socks.
Yes.
And actually,
yes.
Another thing that you pointed out to me, as we were going to Starbucks, you're one of the only people I know that has a drive-through Starbucks, 24-hour drive-through Starbucks. I guess it's because
yes.
you...
There's two I know of. There's one in my town and one in a town, I think, Marlboro or something.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. But you go there religiously.
I go there at least once or twice a day.
Yeah. So basically,
usually,
they know you.
Go ahead.
They know you.
They know me well.
Yeah.
Except for one bitch.
Do they treat you well?
They treat me well, but there was a new person. I ordered my typical venti latte, extra hot, blah 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 blah, and this jackass gave me the cup without the fucking protective sleeve on it. Oh, she just handed it to me.
It's through the drive-thru window. She hands you this hot beverage.
Yeah. She gives me the cup in one hand, and she gives me the sleeve in a separately. You're supposed to put it on the cup. She gave it to me separately.
Yeah, take the. By the way, take this. I mean, were you? Was it? You know, it's just a fucking hot cup, really. What could happen?
My tips burned off, for Christ's sake. I had blisters all over the tips of my fingers. I had to put it in, as I tried to take the cup very quickly and put it in my console where the cup holder is, I spilled a little bit. I have a third degree burns on my thighs, and I had to put ointment on it. It's just awful. She handed me the sleeve separately from the cup. That's awful.
Oh my God. Well, it looks like we have a caller here. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this?
Hello, Ken. I think you know who this is.
No, I'm not quite. I'm not quite sure who this is. Who is this?
Uh huh. Oh my God.
You might have whoever this is. I don't even know. You might want to consider turning the volume of the show down. Who is this?
This is Mrs. Germ Freak.
Oh my God, that pizza was fantastic. I gotta say.
Oh yeah, now you change it to
what? The pizza was great.
You dissed me. You dissed me. You said you wouldn't.
What? No, I stopped after I said your cake tasted like I was eating sand with icing. I stopped after that.
I knew you would do this. You saw the flour still in my hair. The blisters on my hand from rolling dough all day.
Oh, yeah, rolling dough. Yeah, rolling it down the little conveyor belt over the scanner.
Oh, you will.
As some pimple-faced ShopRite clerk says, ooh, bobbly, we get that too.
Uh-huh. I slaved over that pizza to make my husband feel better because I knew he was traveling all that distance.
That's right.
And missed home, so I made his favorite food. Just
yes.
For my husband.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, I ate two pieces of it. It was delicious.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
It was delicious.
There was no fiberglass in it this time. It was incredibly good. It was really
next
good.
Next time there will be.
Oh, I see. So I'll just get myself a bobbly pizza and just put some cheese on it before I get there.
Ken, tomorrow is, as you know, is the big day. It's back to school for my kids, and Donna has posted on the refrigerator the protocol for me to take care of them because
so like,
she's not –
like a honey-do
Donna
list?
Wants to explain it. Yes.
Yeah,
Donna.
Oh, I have to. You know, I have a time at 8 o'clock. He has to feed them breakfast. Includes, you know, giving them their juice and when to go upstairs and brush their hair and their teeth.
How many steps do you think you have on this list? How many things? Over 10?
Five things to do.
Okay, five things. I'm guaranteeing that one of them will be done.
Yeah, probably.
Well, what happened was, if I could just interject here, Donna, you know, until recently was a stay-at-home mom. Now she's taking these courses from 7 in the morning to 11 in the morning. She usually got the kids ready for school, but obviously she can't now because she's in school herself. So I have to take on the duties of sending the kids off to school, giving them breakfast, and I've never done this before. Tomorrow is the beginning of the school year.
He and has a 9-year-old, and he's never done this before. Never fed his children.
Our buddy Ed is checking in. He says that the over under is two things done on the list. I'm definitely taking the under. I think that's the smart money.
You know what? It will be a big celebration here if he gets them to the bus with even 30 seconds to spare.
Oh my God! He's always running late. He never gets things done on time.
He's never on time. And my older daughter knows that.
Are you?
And I don't think she's even sleeping right now. I think she's still crying in bed.
Well, my oldest daughter is all nervous and everything that I'm not gonna be successful.
Yeah, I wonder where she got that nervousness from.
Ah, there it is, genetics.
Yeah,
genetics. Not from your side, right?
Not from my side.
Nah.
I'm very laid back.
Mm-hmm.
But I can be a drill sergeant in the morning when I need to get somewhere.
It's true.
He's got to buckle down.
Frank, you're not. Why do you think that you're going to get any of this done? Why don't you just come out and say that I can't do it?
I can't handle making the chocolate milk every day. It's too much pressure. I'm sick and tired of taking the goddamn bottle and putting it in the glass and with the milk. I said to Donna, just buy the pre-made freaking chocolate milk. I cannot deal with making the chocolate milk every day. It's too much.
It's nothing. You stir.
When I buy that, she requests the fresh.
Yes.
She says, make me fresh.
Oh, that
That's
you know
not
what?
Wash.
So the kid doesn't, which Kayla doesn't want the pre-made
well,
stuff.
No, she, Lauren doesn't like
Lauren
it.
Lauren doesn't like it. Okay.
So, and with Luke, his juice cup cannot be wet on the outside. It's got to be dried off. It cannot have any wetness
gee,
on the outside.
That doesn't sound like anybody that I know, does it?
No, no. He says, wipe the sweat off the cup.
It's got to be dry. It's got to be dry. Wipe it off. I don't need to wipe it. It's going to be happening pretty soon.
I almost wish I could video it because it's going to be interesting. My neighbors will finally get to meet Frank. We've been here 3 years.
Yes.
They'll actually get to meet him.
You've never met your neighbors?
No. I'm going to leave the house, and they'll see my face for the first time in 3 years.
Oh, he probably will just stand there and not say anything to anyone.
Three years, and you are the worst.
Well,
Donna, let me ask you something. Does this bother you that because you're married to Frank, you have been unable to inject yourself in the social circles of this neighborhood?
It's a little tough sometimes. Because I don't know what they think he does for a living when he never leaves the house and sometimes goes out, you know, with a briefcase, you know, once a week. They probably think he's, you know, a hitman or something. I don't know. But
I think if they've ever seen him, which he says they haven't, I think that would be an impossibility. I don't think he has the killer look.
With his white sneakers and his black socks.
You know what the biggest... But just getting back to my kids... The biggest treat, as far as making them breakfast, is when they want me to make them cereal but with no milk. Because this way I don't have to put the milk in. I could just put the cereal in the bowl with no milk.
That could be tough. I did. I had to actually write it on there. Must give breakfast. And that doesn't mean, they didn't ask.
If they don't ask, I don't give it to them. What's the point of giving it to them if they don't ask? If they're not hungry, why force feed them?
And then they're passing out from hunger at school.
Frank, you have to have it's a part of a good day. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. They've always said that. And it's the truth. So once your kids are malnourished and realize they have no father, I think Donna's going to have to find somebody to actually take care of these. Perhaps like a babysitter or some kind of a nanny or something like that.
I know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. This will be the week of the test week to see if he can succeed. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. And you know, as long as you know you're going to work, they won't have to eat that fake pizza and that terrible pizza. What? Donna, it's always a pleasure. Believe me, the pizza was great. Do you happen to have the website of Bobbly Incorporated so I can send them a thank you?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
I wouldn't need that.
Thank you for calling in, Donna.
Okay.
The over-under.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Just a sunny demeanor. I don't know. I honestly don't know why she hates herself enough to stay with you. Frank, seriously, you are a trying man. I don't know how she can do that. I don't know. You have to admit, it's difficult to be around you.
I suppose.
You suppose. Well, I don't know.
Are we going to be talking about the Hut barbecue or what?
You know, I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, I mean, on Sunday we had a Labor Day event, which actually was fantastic. It started off with Best in Show Live. We get to sit in with them, me and you. It was in Staten Island at somebody's house. I believe it was Ron Hill's house. And it was really, really a great time, I have to say. You did a little bit of a performance with me.
It was
pretty good.
A little bit. What we have here is we had a barbecue action. The place was in Staten Island. I'm not sure what section it was, but, you know, maybe not your most desirable. The backyard, had a lot of... dog excrement in it, but we made the best of it. And I got to meet a lot of really cool people.
I think it was great. I cut out early to get to a family thing, and I bolted basically. As soon as I was done, I pretty much bolted because I was guilted into going to a family barbecue that was planned conveniently the day after I committed to doing the uh, the Heroes Talk barbecue.
There was a couple of highlights that I had. One of them was when Best in Show Chris urinated on his van. That
coincidentally was, enough, as I'm leaving, I'm standing on the sidewalk. He's talking to me, and you know, mid sentence, just pulls it out and starts pissing on the tire of what I didn't know at the time was his van. So I'm thinking he's pissing on somebody's car, somebody's van, and cars are just going by. He's just looking, oh, yeah, you know, it was a good time, but, you know, sure. Blah, blah, blah. Just while he's pissing. I had absolutely no idea what was going on. We actually have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
It's Vito, guys. What's going on?
Vito, nice to meet you, by the way. Vito Del Sante. How are you all doing, right, buddy?
I'm good. I just was calling in to apologize to Frank for not actually introducing myself to him.
Oh, no problem. Well, it's good to meet you here.
Well, why didn't you introduce yourself to Frank?
I didn't know how. I shook your hand. I was like, hey, man, how's it going and stuff? And then I saw Frank there, and I actually, when we were talking, I referred to him, and I said, well, Frank here, you know, as if, like, he was, like, my best friend all of a sudden. Like, I just said, well, Frank here. And I almost stuck my hand. I was like, wait, I can't shake his hand. What am I supposed to do? And I just felt, like, awful because I just wanted, like, you know, just get it out there that, like, hey, yeah, I've been listening to the show. You guys are great. And I just didn't know how to broach that subject.
I mean, usually you say, hey, how are you? Maybe pat on the back, extend the hand for a handshake.
I didn't even think he would allow the pat on the back. That's the funny part.
It's at the point where nobody knows how to approach you, Frank. You're that difficult. You're admirer. Like, he listens to you. He enjoys what we do on Tuesday nights. He doesn't even know how to approach you.
How's your wife's finger, by the way?
Would you please explain, Frank, what's going on? What happened?
Well, now this is your soon-to-be wife, right? Or
yeah, we're getting married this week. Yeah.
Oh, he's getting married Friday. Congratulations!
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
So, wait, what happened with her finger, Frank?
She had type of an accident, and next thing I knew, she was. I later found out it was your fiance that I think she cut her finger open of some sort. I think so, I'm not sure.
Yeah, she was. She was trying to open a beer bottle for somebody with a lighter, and I guess the way she twisted it just kind of like cut her finger. But she's fine.
The thing is, I'm out on the sidewalk hanging with P Roll and Jimmy Spickle and everybody else, and I just hear, yo, Frank just started screaming when somebody said, hey, my finger's bleeding. And then he comes running out. He goes, someone goes, ah, I'm bleeding. And they walk by. He had a fucking nervous breakdown. He didn't know what to do. He was pacing back and forth. He's like, ah, don't step there. Don't step there. Pointing at the ground at a Band-Aid.
Telling me not to step on it.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's okay.
It's just nuts. But it was great to meet you.
But
finally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no,
thanks.
That's what I was going to say. It was a great time. I'm glad I got to actually put names to faces. And Jesus Christ, Ken, you're so much younger than you actually sound on the air, too. So
thank you. It's it's the fact I'm a huffer. I've been huffing for many, many years, and my voice has been destroyed by it. I'm not proud. I don't know. I do look very young. People like to insult me for my hair. The Irish Alki is one of them who says I have perfect Lego person hair or whatever. I don't know why people are obsessed with my appearance.
I don't really see the big deal.
I don't
deal.
Understand.
It's, you know.
Wait, what do you mean you don't see the big deal?
Well, I don't. I mean, I notice that it's thinning very much, and I don't really
thinning.
See the big deal.
I'm not thinning. I mean, you do. Granted, Vito, you are a bald man as well. You and Frank.
I am.
I don't appreciate the two of you ganging up on me, someone who has not yet met my hair's end.
Well,
I'll
give you
it.
A little piece of advice that my uncle gave me. He said, fire up before it quits on you.
There you go. That's
well, anyway, guys,
what you
it was
do.
Good talking to you. Good
thank
to
you so
you.
Much.
Thank you very
no,
much.
Thank you, guys. Hope to see you guys soon, too.
Likewise.
It's, all right, take care, guys.
Vito Del Sante. He found us through Best in Show. We joined up so I could steal their listeners. I mean, that's the basic thing. They're on Sundays, 11 to 2 on Heroes Talk.
I had another first thing that I did that I never did before at that barbecue, and I got to tug on Best in Show Chris's nipple rings.
Excuse me?
Yes. Best in Show Chris has nipple rings, and I want to know if it hurt, if they get, you know, pulled or anything, like if he's
You touched nipple rings?
Well, yeah, if they get stuck on the sheets or something, and he says, go ahead and pull them. So I pull them as hard as I could.
Is it gay? Is it gay, Frank, to tug on Chris from Best in Show's, both of them, nipple rings? Not yes. One, but two nipple rings. Is it gay?
He had two nipple rings, yeah.
Is it gay for you to have tugged on them?
I don't know.
Because I have to tell you, while you were doing it, he was encouraging you, pull harder.
It didn't help that he was wearing a bikini top. It didn't help.
They were white-ass Brett's asking if they were rings or barbells. They were actual rings, the kind that you would see in the nose of an angry bull or wherever else. But it was really just cringy and painful to look at. Nipple rings being pulled by you. Creepy, Frank. I don't understand. And that was your highlight. That was one of your highlights of the day?
Well, have you ever pulled somebody's a man's nipple rings before, ever?
I can honestly tell you, no, I have not. I've never.
And I can honestly say you probably will never do that in your life.
Yeah. So is that something you have on me? Why don't you go ahead and swallow a load and suck a dick so you can have those on me as well? Because honestly, those are two experiences I'm willing to leave entirely to you. Fuck. I need to know. Something happened tonight. There was a premiere of sorts. I don't know if you're familiar with this show. 90210, I believe, had a little bit of a reunion, or not a reunion, but a resurgence on TV. I didn't watch it. I certainly didn't. Were you ever a fan of that show when it originally aired?
I never saw one episode.
You never saw one episode. Do you know anything about it?
I just know that it's I know the premise of the show, but I never watched it.
Yeah, well, it's apparently all the rage with the kids now. Jeff was telling me all this stuff that happened. I can't follow it. I really do need a summary here. Let's put him on right now. Yes, there it is. Jeff, how are you? You are on the DJ New Style Show.
Hi, guys.
I already had that taken care of, but thank you.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to play some of that super cool new updated theme song.
Thank you very much. So what's going on? What's so special about the new 90210?
Oh, it's 10% more rocking at least.
10% more?
We got guitars and basses in this theme song.
Really?
I get so amped up. It's not just a synthesizer anymore. It's got guitars.
Now all truthfulness. Are you really, really into this show? I mean, is the new incarnation of it great?
I am into the show like I'm into every other show that seems to be on TV nowadays about rich young teenagers and the obsession this country has with celebrity and wealth. I can't get enough of how much we revere wealth and fortune and celebrity in this country.
I gotta say, I don't know what's going on with, but looking at the local programming listings and all that, you do see the stupid OC, the Hills or whatever. I mean, the OC is probably done,
Gossip
right?
Girl.
I don't even know. But it's all, we have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff and Germ Freak. Who's this?
New Style with Germ Freak.
Who's this?
Getting Lax.
Lax, what's going on?
Yes. I have a question. This has been bothering me for a few days, and I've been waiting for this segment.
Yes, it's
you have started the Is It Gay? Is it gay for a guy to spray cologne on his wrists and then rub them together?
Mention that it's not at a mall.
Not at a mall, in your own home.
So, Frank, what do you think about that?
Absolutely, especially if they rub the two wrists together.
I think it is definitely. If you're sampling cologne and you spritz on your wrist and then you swirl them together, a little bit gay, I got to say, Lax.
Okay, see,
do that?
Because I was even going to throw in, like, if you bend the wrist back when you spray it.
Yeah, when you tilt
that
the hand back and do it. Well,
yes.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Definitely gay. Thank you very much, Lax. But the thing is, we're talking about 90210 now. I don't know if you guys are.
I think it's gay. I think it's gay if a guy sprays a puff of cologne in the air and then jumps into it.
I'm in it now. I'm smelling good. So tell me all about this 90210, Jeff. I don't watch it. I don't have any intention of watching it.
Well, I don't know if you guys can handle all this juicy drama.
Juicy?
But the Wilson family has come to town, and that town is Beverly Hills, California. That right, folks. 90210 is back, but this isn't your 90210 from the early 90s. It's going to be a rough first day for Annie Wilson and her black stepbrother, Dixon Wilson. Black stepbrother. They had to get the black guy in there. And by the way,
let me
the
ask
only
you so.
Black face in school.
Did they have a black guy in the original 90210?
I do believe he came in and out of scene serving the drinks.
That's it.
I don't know if he was actually part of the show. But yeah, he's most definitely the token black guy. And
I know they had
he brings none of that black sass you would expect from the token black guy.
I know they had the gay Spaniard that was supposedly banging Andrea Zuckerman. But that I think that's about as ethnic as they got.
Is it gay that you know these people's names, the character names, Ken?
You think it's gay that I know
Well, is it gay for a guy to watch 90210?
Well, it's a staple of American culture.
I mean, come on, it's like baseball now. Apple pie, Bob Hope, the Yankees. It's like anything that's great.
Did you watch Saved by the Bell, Frank?
Have you ever watched Saved by the Bell?
That was after my time, because that was like an early 90s show. By that time, I was early in my 20s by then.
What was your time?
Happy Days I watched.
Fame. Fame was his time. Fame! Frank's gonna live forever. Frank's gonna learn how to fly, I don't know.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I don't...
Falcon's Crest.
So, okay, give me the rundown really quick of the 90210 thing that I'm going to avoid. I'm not going to watch it. It's a debacle as far as I'm concerned.
Well, did you know Alice caught Ethan, her summer love, getting head in the car right in front of school? But Ethan's dating Naomi, who is Alice's new friend. But Alice is from Kansas, so they all hate her because she's a farm girl. And Alice has a black adopted brother with a temper who plays lacrosse because his adopted father plays lacrosse. And then he's really good, so his new teammates were jealous because he's black and they beat him up and now they hate him. And then Naomi got her purse stolen by a lead in the school play, who's also a drug addict. And by the way, let me say, there's a scene where her drug dealer comes to give her her pill supply, and the pills look like hot tamales. They're enormous. I've never seen pills so big in my entire life. And he goes, in a classic drug dealer, drug buyer scene, "So you got the cash?" "No, I don't got it." "Well, you better. I'll get it to you. I promise."
So,
this is,
Jeff, I want to thank you for bringing everybody up to speed so that we can all go to a 7th grade girls' lunch table and really just hold court with them. Just for about a week. Then you'll have to call in and let us know how next week's episode goes. By the way,
Jackie hates Naomi because it's something they won't disclose until the next episode.
Oh, it's the big cliffhanger. I don't know. Frank, does this interest you at all? Are you going to be watching this program?
I will not be watching, but I will look forward to Jeff's update next week.
Oh, just complete insanity. Well, Jeff, next week you'll have to let us know, because as a heterosexual male, I can't involve myself in the twisted plot lines and the drama of 90210.
That's a shame.
I know it is. Oh, here he goes with the fucking movie. Oh, Jesus. It doesn't translate well. Just letting you know. Oh man, Frank, I don't think I'm going to be watching that. I mean, we're already on the topic of Hollywood and celebrity. I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but Don LaFontaine is dead at 68 years old. Now, do you know who he is?
I didn't know who he was until you told me.
In a world of dead announcer guys, today is the first day of the world.
He's dead. And he died of some fucking lung thing. And it doesn't really matter to me. Just the fact that he died in the hospital is what's kind of bugging me out right now. Do you think that the people that work at a hospital that handle a celebrity who's dying, do you think they brag a little bit to like their loved ones? "Oh, you know that movie guy? He fucking died today. I pulled his tube out." Do you think they do that? Because I think every other job in America, whenever they encounter a celebrity, they're always talking about, "Oh, guess who came in to buy donuts? Pauly Walnuts. He loves Boston creams. Like, do you think that they have it in such a morbid position? Do they get almost starstruck with this dead corpse?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, like if a funeral parlor has somebody famous in it, I'm wondering if the funeral directors call the other funeral directors and say, hey, you would never guess who I got in here today.
Yeah, who'd you do today? Oh, another crackhead?
Yeah.
Guess what? That fucking movie guy today. Yeah, we did him today. Yeah, call me when you get somebody big. They shit talk other funeral parlors.
Would you go to, if you had the opportunity to go to a funeral of a famous person, would you go?
That's fucking interesting. I probably would go. If obviously I'm not gonna try to crash it like some paparazzi or whatever. Like you saw the pictures of Bruce Lee. And somebody snuck a camera in. He's all tucked in and looks plasticky. But I think I would go.
These funerals, like these celebrity funerals, it's almost like a more of a social gathering. It's like a who's who or who's gonna be at the funeral. You know what I mean?
Yes, everybody come out to Diddy's last white party. Yeah, when he dies, he's going to be put out in a white tux in a fucking white casket, and it's going to be in the Hamptons, right on the beach, and everybody's invited. Drink up. Barack Obama. God. I don't know. Would you go? Does it matter? Like, would there be a certain caliber of celebrity that would you'd have to go?
Well, I mean,
pretty much any notable figure you would go if you could?
I it's a good chance I would go. I mean, I know Dudley Moore. There was a funeral for Dudley Moore when he died a few years ago in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. So I mean, I didn't go to it, but you know, there's some that happen.
Yeah, and the funeral directors, they're all bragging to each other. Do you think they have a restaurant has the reviews, the positive reviews, people are, you'd never believe the lobster ravioli or whatever. Like, do you think they have that? Like, I gotta say, the way you guys handled the movie guy's fucking funeral was bang up. It was
no doubt.
They have all the names that they listen, the people that they've handled, so you can trust them with your business.
Absolutely.
Now, you were telling me about a couple of people in Philadelphia that worked at funerals. What was the deal with this?
They were accused of selling the corpses to research centers for body parts.
So the two brothers that ran a pair of funeral homes and a crematorium, they admitted that they took bodies without the permission of the family, because I guess they ask you, like, you know, you could probably take some of the tendons and really help out some cripples, or you could just take the entire thing and throw it in the earth and and keep your dead person intact and help no one. But they did this without permission of anybody. They just sold somebody's fucking loved one. They're like, he's gonna be fucking
burned
anyway.
They sold the tendons and body parts and things of that nature, and you know, they finally got caught, and you don't know what's gonna go on with your body once you're left there. So who knows?
I mean, it seemed like they were making money off this. It seems like if anybody was getting cremated, they could have just taken their body and put in some fucking pizza boxes.
Absolutely.
Maybe they could have taken a fake pizza from a certain kitchen in a certain town in New Jersey. I don't know about you. But I'm thinking that it's about time to switch topics, get to something new here. Oh, no! What's happened? Well, it seems we're out of time here. Oh, that's such an old thing I do. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Tuesday nights on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Spell it however you want. I don't give a fuck. Frank, it's been a pleasure. Thanks go out to Officer Jerk, James the Bounty Hunter, Foundry Music Jeff, and all the callers, especially Barb. Anything you want to say, Germ Freak?
I want to say a couple things. But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Check out Best in Show Sunday. Thank you. But this is us.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!